Yo, Southside of KPE. What up? You're now listening to Southside of KPE. It's so easy, just like saying 1, 2, 3. Now quit playing and check out this station, all right?
Yo, this your main man. I'm feeling special right now, so I'm finna do some special shit. I told y'all this week we're going to do some different shit, so we're going to do some different shit this week. Look. I was sitting back to myself because my partner was talking, man. He liked to talk, so I like to listen. I learned to listen when people talk, so he was talking while he was talking. He said a whole phrase out of a Mike Jones song, you know what I'm saying? He didn't even know he did it, but
Mike Jones.
It made me automatically think about Mike Jones when he was talking, so I was like, man, I wonder what Mike Jones up to. So, I was like, man, we got Mike Jones' number. So, we go call Mike Jones real quick. Y'all stay locked in with me right now. Hold on. All right, here you go.
Voicemail box of 281-330-8004. Sorry, that mailbox is full. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
I want to try again. Can I try again? Here we go. Oh, it say Houston, Texas. In case y'all want the number, it's
281-330-8004.
Why y'all so
sorry,
stupid?
That mailbox is full. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
You look like Machine Gun Kelly in that picture. Holla at your dog, man.
Yo, this your main man, Southside, KP representative. Checking in with y'all today, man. And, you know what I'm talking about? It's Tuesday. But, I wanted to have a conversation about independent artists, man, and what they go through. I think y'all hear that's that Kendro motivation playing in the background. I done slowed that bit down a little bit. Check him out. Nah, let me stop. Yeah, that's my dog Kendro, man. And I'll be honest, man, I got a lot of personal partners, homeboys, and people that I fool with real heavy that's into the music game. And some of them, you know, are further than others along in it. But with that being said, like, I just want to point out the fact that being an independent artist, whatever genre of music you may do, it doesn't matter if it's hip-hop, country, rock, whatever it may be, man. When you when you are a paid artist, whether that's independent or not, right? It's like you paid. You know what I'm saying? You're getting paid. So if there's something to show for it, like for your family purposes, like, you know what I'm saying? For those of y'all out there that have kids, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you are an artist with children. If you're an artist with children and you're out on the road traveling and you're able to procure funds from your craft, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a mainstream artist. Okay? I'm saying that for the artists that aren't getting residual or funds coming in. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see other artists out there that's making bread, they, like, you know, they booking shows, they doing this and that, you see them traveling and posting stuff online about, you know, being in this city and that city, I think a lot of people don't account for the fact that when you're an independent artist, that's exactly what it means. Like, you either have to get funding from someone who believes in you, or you have to come out the pocket for all of that. So when you see a lot of these independent artists, like I say, shout out to my dog Kendro, shout out to Reese Money, shout out to anybody out there that's actually coming out their pocket and out here grinding to get it. And like I said, any genre of music, this applies to the same thing. When you do, heck, if you're a rock artist and you out here renting vehicles or buses or vans, and you got, you know, equipment loaded up in that thing, and you traveling here and there, and you got people to feed, because as an artist, traveling by yourself, especially in today's market where you got social media going on, when you can't show up and show out, nobody cares about your talent. They don't care if your song is popping or not. You didn't show up with 1,800 goons, and you didn't have all the females with you, and you wasn't in a Bentley, and all of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all of that being said, I think we need to dumb the game down a little bit again so that people can really, like, enjoy the artist for who they are. Because if you expecting, realistically speaking, you're expecting the artist to be rich before they release their music. There was a time when it used to be called a starving artist. And I'm not saying that artists should be starving or anything of that nature. But to base your opinion on whether or not you like somebody's song or not based on how much money they're flaunting or showing, I think it's ridiculous. I think that the fans should acknowledge the fact that some of these guys got families back home and they spend years and years on the road. They miss time with their daughters, their sons, their wives. Yeah, believe it or not, a lot of these rappers y'all love have wives at home. Shout out to the families at home. But again, the point I'm trying to make is these people are sacrificing valuable years of their lives for something that they love. And you know, that goes without saying that, you know, that's their choice. But as a fan of music, and as a fan of hip hop, especially myself, I can list artists that I watched at doing this radio thing along the years. I had a show back in the day called The Free Agent Show. And with that show, I was able to travel and meet a bunch of people, kind of like this one too, but even more so. Like, I was traveling a lot with artists at the time because that was part of the job. So the point I'm trying to make is I got to watch a lot of people rise up in the game and become successful. And then I got to watch a lot of people who didn't, you know, I'll just say they didn't make the same choices, or they weren't in the same places at the right time as some other people were. And I'm just saying that to say that their talent wasn't any less. It was more about the fact that, hell, I can't even pinpoint what it was or what it wasn't. The point I'm trying to really make is that during that same time period, these people sacrificed their time and years away from their family members to obtain what they thought was going to be their dream. I've seen a lot of people do it. Hell,
I would even consider myself one of those people, because for years I was an entertainer myself. Still am. Through the grace of the Most High, I was able to find some form of, I don't know what the word would be, but it's like I found my niche, I guess. I found where I fit into the game, and I was okay with not being on the front of everybody's magazine. I was okay with not being nominated for whatever. I was okay with that. I was okay with being the best version of me and not better than someone else. Not to say that that's the best way to go or the best way to be, but for my mental, that's what helped me. And for those of y'all artists that's out there, you know, they say, oh, just keep grinding, keep doing your music, woo, woo, woo. My advice would be to find a way to keep your craft and your family incorporated with each other. Now, if your craft is something that brings danger to your family or brings danger to your livelihood, then maybe you need to choose a different lane or a different craft, because when the attention is over, you still got to go back home to the fam, and the resentment is real. That's one thing you need to know. All those years you were gone on the road having fun, partying, the pictures look like, you know, to the untrained eye, it looks like that artist, that independent artist, he having a great time. If you look a little bit closer into their eyes, though, it's the worst time of their life, because it's a time where you scratching and scraping, trying to show people who don't give a damn about you that you're worth something. And for the most part, you never receive that acknowledgement. There's major artists out there that never receive that acknowledgement. So don't chase that. Make your family important. Make the love of your craft important, and focus mostly on that, man. That's my message to the indie artist today. I don't know, that was just on my heart. I'ma shut my ass up now, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the person that told me to stop saying, you know what I'm saying? I am gonna stop it. I'm trying, okay? It's like the ums. I'm bad at the ums. I done got better with the ums. Now I got to get better with the norm sayings. So we're going to knock all that out 2019. Trust what I'm talking about. Keep it locked here with your boy. This is Southside of KPE. Of course, you know it's KPE Radio. I'm just trying to give y'all more content. We're going to keep this content popping, man. I got some artist interviews coming at you this week. You know, Jug Thursday's coming up. I want to thank everybody that tuned in last week. And if y'all get a chance to, man, hop on YouTube and check out my dog, Kendro. He's got a track called Motivated, man. Stay locked in with KPE Radio, man. Hit me up. Let me know what y'all want to hear. Let me know if you got some topics you want to hear me talk about, man. You know I'm going to be open and real and honest about it. So check it out. I do want to say this. This is your boy, Southside of KPE. And I just said, right? Now, all that being said, I called Mike Jones' number, right? Clowning, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to be funny, woo-woo-woo. You know, this is something that niggas do all the time, or people in social media or that have platforms where people listen. They try to clown people, you know what I'm saying? So, I didn't know what I'm saying. And I know what I'm saying. Dog it. I'm going to do better. Anyway, my point is, you get people in social media that, and you know, that have their own show or platforms or whatever where they can get to the people. They like to clown folks a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to clown. No. Let me say it real.
I did that for an example to show you how people try to clown people. When I called Mike Jones' number, right? My expectation was for it to be cut off or for some new person to have the number. And I was really going to clown with y'all, you know what I'm saying? And let y'all hear me talk to the person and ask for Mike Jones. That would have been funny, right? Hee hee ha. Now, flip side, which it was still funny that the number was still on and that the mailbox was full. That was hilarious. But in another light, from my perspective, I saw it as pretty dope because if the number's still on, the mailbox is still full, that means somebody's still paying the bill. So that was the answer. Mike Jones is still straight. He may not be in the public's eye anymore, which, hell, who always wants that for the rest of their life? Maybe some people do. I know I didn't really want it. Still kind of don't. And that's kind of been my hesitation for jumping out there like that. Like, I've had a couple of opportunities to be in the forefront, and I don't really consider myself a forefront person. That's why radio is kind of like my thing. Like, I like radio because I don't have to be in your face. I did again, didn't I? Point is, Mike Jones is still doing good. I know this for facts because I've actually seen him. And the fact that that number is still on means a lot. I know y'all are like, it's just a cell phone number. You understand how many years that cell phone number has been the same and how many years, like there's a point in my career, my radio career, where I actually used that number to get in touch with him. So now that the number is still on, I think it's funny. But at the same time, I think it's great that the young man was able to secure his coins in such a way that he's still stable. I think that's dope. That being said, man, I'm gonna let y'all rock out to this Kendro Jug. You know what I'm saying? I did it again. You know what I'm saying? Do me a big favor, though. Share the station with your friends. Tell everybody to listen in. Tell everybody to lock in with your dog. Southside of KPE. Don't be afraid to hit me up. Let me know what you want me to talk about, and I'm willing to talk about it. We'll put it on blast. I don't care. Wherever you at, I don't care if you in Alaska. Hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what's on your mind. Stay locked in with your boy. Shout out to Secret Six, man.